Hi, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of teaching and learning. I'm Ryan Radzeski, here with Greg Baer, and we're the co-authors of When You Wonder, You're Learning, Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, Caring Kids.
This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging and relevant learning in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. On today's episode, you're going to be hearing from some of our past guests. We've had so many brilliant people join us over the past number of years talking about the future of teaching and learning. And today, we're going to hear their wisdom about the important role that parents, families, and caregivers play in the lives of our young people.
And so let's begin the podcast the way we usually end it.
What's one thing that grown-ups can do today to make tomorrow a more promising place for every learner?
I think the biggest thing from the parent perspective is remember that they have a voice in this equation, that they are not passive recipients of school, just like their kids are not passive recipients of knowledge being dumped into them in a class period or some metaphor like that. They have an opportunity to want to see their child be fulfilled and figure out who they are and how they can contribute into this world and be the most special, unique version of themselves. And so don't settle in that equation. And I'd say for the educators, the same thing. That today's system is, through no fault of any of you teaching in it, is asking you to make judgments about kids at arbitrary points in time that don't match their development. Push back against that and look for the pockets where you can create something new that allows all individuals to keep progressing and grow. I'm Michael Horn, and I'm the author of several books on the future of education, dedicated to creating a world in which all individuals can build their passions and fulfill their human potential.
I would say that our systems work best when there's meaningful engagement from both parents and educators. And that's been my lived experience as a 12-year elected official responsible for a constituency in New Orleans. So my big charge is go to a school board meeting, read the paper and understand the issues and figure out a way to get engaged. Call your congressperson and advocate for additional dollars if that's the thing that your schools need, or advocate for more dollars for teacher leadership. In many cases, there are many opportunities to do at the federal level that really Congress people look to what's happening in their own districts, figure out, is this an area or a need that educators actually have in our own communities, right? And so the big charge is get engaged.
Hi, my name is Kira Arnes-Jones. I am the CEO of Teach Plus and the representative on the board of elementary and secondary education for New Orleans and the River Parishes.
Please be crew and not passengers. Be crew, not passengers in the work, in the effort. Roll up your sleeves and get involved. It's the only way, frankly, we're going to get this work done. Jean-Claude Brizard.
I think parents can understand not just their importance as supporting learning and their importance in young people's lives, but understand the unique perspective that they bring to what their child is learning, where their child is learning, and when their child is learning, and bring that specificity into conversations with schools and other public systems, so that we don't just have parents coming in to say, how can I help the school do what the school defines as important? We have parents coming in to say, this is what we know is important and works for our kids. How can the schools help us? Hi, I'm Karen Pittman. I'm a partner in KP Catalyst, Knowledge to Power Catalyst, and the creative director of Changing the Odds Remix.
I believe that every person has a voice. And if there is one thing I could ask anyone who is listening to do today, it is to, one, thank your early childhood educator if you are connected to one, or those who are doing the work, but then to actively get involved, to advocate on behalf of the work that is being done, that the early years are worthy of our support, our investment, and that we collectively can lift up the value of the work and help early childhood educators be seen for what they do on behalf of young children every day.
I am Michelle Kang, CEO of the National Association for the Education of Young Children, or NAACY.
I think just be involved. Show up. Go to board meetings. Go to your teachers. Have your voice heard because it matters. We believe so strongly that education is a service industry. And service starts with the customer, both the internal customer, employees, but most importantly, the external customer, our parents. My name is David Miyashiro. I am the superintendent for the Cajon Valley Union School District in Southern California.